seems like every aspect of life has changed in this pandemic year. The villainous virus has stopped everything from social soirees to athletic competition in its tracks in 2020. Most college sports last winter were canceled just shy of their NCAA tournaments, including college wrestling. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and learn more and give to support the show at WWIB.com. Two-time All-American Alex Marinelli of the Iowa Hawkeyes was the top seed going into the NCAA wrestling tournament scheduled for the U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis last March at 165. But that event, like just about everything else 8 months ago, went out the window because of COVID-19. Miamisburg, Ohio native Alex Marinelli is with me again on the show. So, Alex, you and your teammates were prepping for the NCAA tournament there in Minneapolis 8 months ago, and you get word that wrestling is indefinitely suspended because of COVID. I think your wife, Mariah, who's on staff down there, broke the news to you, right?
Yeah, she's our director of operations for the team here at Iowa, and she came in with that paper. It was a printed off email of how they canceled the nationals, and that was just tough just to get it from her because, you know, she cares so much about not only me but the team, and she loves all of us, and she just, you know, obviously it was tough for her to give that paper to Tom and give him that final decision, and you know, it's a tough thing, it's a tough position she's in, you know, it's just that's part of life and part of her her job. So yeah, I mean, I love her for the courage and the, you know, the professionalism that she showed, but you know, it's tough. So
yeah, it is really cool that she's on staff there. Tom, by the way, is Tom Brands, your coach. So you were the top seed at 165 going into the NCAAs. So the news that this was canceled had to be tremendously disheartening and deflating for you, Alex.
Yeah, I mean, I was number one seed last year and the year before, and it's tough to not end on top. It's tough. I mean, obviously, you know, went in at the Big Tens. You know, I'm thankful that I won, and then you know it got canceled. But I'd trade nationals for Big Tens any day. So. I mean, obviously, you know, people remember Big Ten champs, but they remember NCAA champions a lot more, and that's put on the wall forever, you know.
Sure. So, will the NCAAs grant you another year of eligibility?
Yeah, and they did. They've already done that. So they have added that year, and they've granted the guys that are still in college right now. So Pat Lugo can't get another year because he's graduated and he didn't stay in school, which kind of stinks. But you know, I'm all my teammates, everyone that's in college right now, Spencer Lee, me, Kemmer, Ironman, we're all granted that 1 year, and so I'm excited for, you know, another year. So I'm gonna have 6 years of college.
That's cool. So how does that extra year, Alex, of eligibility give you an extra advantage?
I think it just gives me more time to get better. And a lot of people say, you know, man, that's a lot of wrestling, and doesn't your body have to hurt? I'm like, well, yes and no. I mean, my body's always hurting no matter what. I mean, I was hurting as a freshman because it's just the way my style is and how I wrestle. But I'm approaching the sport maybe a little differently with my recovery, and I'm getting a little bit more mature on how I go about things. And, you know, I'm just taking it as, you know, something that's I'm grateful for because I love my teammates. I love Iowa. I love the Iowa wrestling coaches. And why not compete for them for another year? I mean, that's just silly not to. So yeah.
Okay, you are from Miamisburg, Ohio, just south of Dayton. But we're always passionate about Hawkeyes wrestling, not Ohio State wrestling. Determined to wrestle in Iowa City since you were a kid. Tell me why.
You know, I started wrestling when I was real little, so I was like 4 years old. And growing up, you know, I actually was a big football player. I matured pretty early, and I thought I was going to go play college football, but I didn't. I stopped growing. I was like 5'9", and as like a sixth grader or seventh grader, and I was tall, but then I stopped growing, and I've been the same size ever since I was in junior high. And then I decided, you know, I wanted to pursue wrestling a lot more and go to a good high school, which was St. Paris Graham High School, which is an hour from Miamisburg, and I fell in love with Iowa when I was probably in junior high or high school. I started to view them more or to research more about the team, to look up a lot of videos and who they are. I didn't go to many Ohio State dual meets. I don't even know if I really went to one growing up. I just loved wrestling. You know, I loved wrestling at Iowa, and I wanted to go there. They were my style, and I love the coaches and just who they are. I mean, they're just real genuine people, and they're great. They have the best fans in the country, you know, maybe even the world. A lot of people just give them credit for being knowledgeable fans, and they're always backing me up no matter if you win or lose, and that's just who I wanted to wrestle for.
Yeah, those Hawkeye fans are unbelievable there at Carver Hawkeye. All right, All-American wrestler Alex Marinelli from the Iowa Hawkeyes with me on Sports and Commentary. The clock did it to us again. Alex, we're out of time for today's show. So I'm going to prevail upon you if you're willing to come back. And I want to talk about the special relationship you had with a fellow wrestler who became your brother-in-law, Eli Stickley. Eli died in a tragic accident a while back, but he made a lasting, eternal impact on your life. So let's do that when we come back here on Sports and Commentary. Thank you for being here today. God bless you. Have a good one. All right.
All right. You too. See ya.